Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, sitting here with our lifelong pastor, Pastor John Bell. What we do here is I throw out a question to John, and we kind of discuss it. And John, how you doing?
I'm doing really well.
All right, ready for another
one? Good night's sleep. Yeah,
good.
It's great.
Absolutely. John and I just came off of taping another series that John and I do, and that's our video series, and that's called Wow Church. And so we were together all day yesterday,
yes.
And now together today taping some podcasts. So, John, the Bible tells us that we should be walking in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walking in the Spirit?
Yeah. So, I love the Galatians 5 passage, because here's what it says. It says, keep in step. And it is a walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So, the moment you accept Christ, you become a new creation, and you have a new power. Part of that new power is that you have a new nature, and your new nature is predisposed to listen to God. Before you were a believer, you were predisposed not to follow the Lord, not to hear the word of God, not to hear truth. Truth you actually avoided the truth. John 3 says, after John 3:16, it says, for men love darkness rather than light. Once you become a believer, you get a new nature.
Let's talk about that just for a second. So we are kind of handicapped as men to the light.
Oh yeah, because we love the darkness. And it says, here's why it says, we love the darkness because our deeds are evil. So what all unbelievers are doing, either consciously or subconsciously, is they're trying to hide their, you know, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go into places, you know, whether it's restaurants, it's like sometimes there's a reason that everything is so dim.
And dark, right?
And dark, yeah.
It's like that scene in Star Wars where all the aliens are at that bar.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the heck is this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so...
So let me just tell you what light... So one of the things that happens is you get a new life. Why do you get a new life? Because before you were dead in your trespasses and your sins. So you go from death to life. And then the other metaphor is before you were a believer, you were blind. Mm-hmm. Like you couldn't see.
Right.
Jesus says, I came to open the eyes of the blind. He came for people that couldn't see, that wanted to see. And all they had around them was darkness. Now all of a sudden they have light, and they go, oh, like once you become a believer, your view on things begins to change because God shows you things that you never have seen before.
Yesterday you said something, and the format doesn't, you know, didn't allow me to say something, but you said, we have to love our enemies.
Oh, yeah.
We have to love, and I've been thinking about that for the last 10 hours.
Mm.
And, you know, I fail in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all do.
Because, yeah, but it's like, no, I want to fight my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to lose. Mm-hmm. I don't want them. But the fact is, they're handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't see the light.
Yeah.
And then I say to myself, wow, how privileged that God let me in to the family. Because
mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with it,
mm-hmm.
to see the light.
Mm-hmm. Which let me just say, what's really interesting is you not only see the world as different, you see people as different.
That's going to take time, right?
That's going to take time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we talked yesterday about Paul and his ministry and how he went all throughout the Mediterranean, all the cities of the Mediterranean and up into Greece and Turkey and all those places, even as far as Rome. And then we assume he went on to Spain from there. But these were people that he didn't grow up with. You know, he was from a whole Jewish background. His father was a Pharisee. He was a Pharisee. But he kept his desire for his love for the Jewish people, even though they were the ones who gave him the most trouble in his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved his enemies.
So just kind of walk us through then, what does it look like walking in the Spirit?
Okay.
Because you said once you become a believer,
okay,
you get this power. Mm-hmm. What is that?
So the first power you get is the new nature. You mm-hmm. have a whole new nature, which now you are predisposed to the truth, to God, to Jesus the Messiah. And you, the second thing you're given is you actually get the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You are led by the Spirit. And the combination of the new nature and the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the thing. The new nature, if the new nature by itself tries to take on the old nature wins every time, right? Mm-hmm. What empowers the new nature, the power pack for the new nature, is the Holy Spirit. So it becomes important for you to really learn how to walk in the Spirit, how to be sensitive to the Spirit. So my illustration is, instead of walking in the Spirit, I say you have to learn to dance with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I once did a wedding for a couple, and they were like professional dancers. And, you know, I mean, I don't know a lot about that. I don't know what I do if I get out. And Linda and I took classes because our kids, when they got married, they wanted to dance. So we took these classes. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, I'm sure I was very mechanical. But I asked them, I said, how do you guys know? I asked this couple, how do you know how to not step on each other's toes? And they told me, we have little cues that we give each other. Nobody else can see them. But, and you know, one of them is a leader and one of them is the follower. Sometimes Linda will say, do you want to do this dance? I go, who's leading?
Yeah, right.
Because she's a much better dancer than me. So yeah. She wants to lead. So the cues, let's go back to the cues. They actually will use touches in their hands, you know, mm-hmm. like, and they'll use little winks of their eye, mm-hmm. or just little looks. They have all these very subtle things, and that's kind of what I feel like. Imagine a person who has never dancing with a master, you know, dancer. Mm-hmm. So the person who's never learned to dance and is not a very good dancer, and the Holy Spirit is a masterful dancer. You know, he's like the best. And what he's trying to teach you as you live is to pick up his cues. You know, and sometimes people say, they'll say something like, well, God told me. It's like, you know what? That's true. That actually is true. Not in an audio voice, mm-hmm. you know, not an out loud voice. He doesn't like John, you know, he doesn't that. Right. But I get these impulses. So, you know, sometimes I'll be at a gathering, and here's an instance. I'll be at a gathering and I'll see one person in the gathering and they're all by themselves. And I get this impulse to go over and talk to them. And I think that was from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sensitive to that. I try to listen.
Right.
So, and it's just, as you live your life, you learn to walk, dance with the Spirit. And what I say is you learn to keep in step. That's what Galatians 5 says. Keep in step with the Spirit. And one of the ways that you know you're keeping in step with the Spirit is he's producing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The more you see that coming out of your life, the more you know you're in step with the Spirit.
Yeah. I'm a visual learner, so I really use visual cues. And on my desk, and I've said this before, so you might remember it, but I have the RCA Victrola ad with the dog mm-hmm. tilting his head mm-hmm. to the cone of mm-hmm. the Victrola. And he says, he hears his master's voice. And that, to me, is kind of I remember that because mm-hmm. what you said earlier, and I just want to go back to it, we will default to sin. Right, John? Mm-hmm. I mean, so our
Especially when we're unbelievers, right? I mean, that's our default position. But
even as believers, though, I mean, I just want to make sure that this is correct. Even as a believer, if we're not walking in the Spirit, our natural default is to sin. Yes or no?
Yeah. So again, what I would say is, yeah, when temptation comes, mm-hmm. even though we are now believers, if we're not relying on the Holy Spirit, you know, it is not mechanical. Mm-hmm. I mean, you need the Word. You need to know what the Word says. This is what I should be doing. And the new nature that you have in you says, yeah, that's right. Like, there's agreement with that. But then to overcome that, you know, so in the New Testament, Paul says, flee youthful lust, right?
Right.
So you read that, and then all of a sudden, you're tempted to lust. And by the way, it's not youthful lust, it's just lust. You know? I mean, it is youthful lust, but it's just lust. Right. But it says flee. So you say, okay, I want to do that. Now I need the power. So that's where you invoke prayer and a conversation with the Holy Spirit to say, you know, I need your help right now. I need you to get me out of here. And mm-hmm. and you do, because that's submitting to truth. You know,
right.
That's obedience.
Otherwise, you're not there to feel or listen or watch the cues.
Yeah.
Because if one dancer said, I'm not going to pay attention to the cues,
yeah.
The dance is not pretty.
Or isn't paying attention at all.
Yeah,
right. It's not, they don't even have to say, I'm not going to pay attention to those cues. They're just not paying attention.
Yeah, it's not a pretty dance at that point.
No.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So that's part of the walk in the Spirit. Now, how about as our walk continues, what else can we expect?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to what you said mm-hmm. earlier about loving your enemies. I mean, you know, when in our natural state, when someone pokes us, our first response is to poke them back.
Harder.
Either now or later.
Right.
Like they say, they've discovered in brain science, there's three enemy modes, right? So there's simple enemy mode. There's stupid enemy mode, and there's intelligent enemy mode, right? So simple enemy mode is basically I'm blind to everything going around me because I only care about myself. So I wouldn't even see you. Stupid enemy mode is like road rage, you
know. Or Peter in the garden.
Yeah, with the sword. Yeah, that's stupid.
That's
but
stupid,
it's
right.
It's going off in a rant, you know.
Yeah.
Which, you know, an hour later you'll go, why did I do that?
Yeah. And then, boy, those are familiar words for me.
And then there's intelligent enemy mode, which is the most dangerous because that's the person that doesn't get you back right away.
Yeah.
But they'll ambush you later.
Calculating.
They're, yeah, they're it's manipulative. Mm-hmm. So that's the most dangerous one.
Mm. Interesting.
Great. So one of the things God does is he takes you out of enemy mode, mm-hmm. right? And you learn how to more and more. I had this conversation with my daughter the other day. We were talking about it because someone at her work kept stealing her ideas and she didn't know how to deal with it. And I said, you know, they're in enemy mode. You can't allow yourself to get into enemy mode. So you have to depend on the Spirit of God. And this, here's what the Spirit of God will do in those kinds of situations. He will help you change the narrative so you don't have to fight back. Hmm. So,
wow.
I mean, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, people think it's just, you know, for like religious stuff or church stuff or, you know, whatever. But it's like, this is all of life. One of the things God is doing in our lives is he's healing our brains because we all have defective brains.
Yeah.
And that's what the Holy Spirit. And the more you sync up with the Holy Spirit, the more you are walking in the Spirit.
This is the abundant life that John 10:10 speaks about.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, winning the lotto and that type of thing.
Yeah.
This is the abundant life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. All right. I've been speaking with the Lifelong Pastor John Bell on our podcast called Off the Cuff. Can listen to on us. And first of all, let me tell you our website. So you can go to the website and see John's entire body of work. Well, not entire. He's been doing this for how many years again? 60? What? How long?
Let's see.
Long time.
Yeah, long time.
All right.
I would say close to 50 years.
50 years. Okay. So it's AmazingMenMinistries.com. AmazingMenMinistries.com. And this series that you're listening to is Off the Cuff. And you can follow us on Instagram at Amazing Men Ministries, Facebook at Amazing Men Ministries, or X at Amaze Man Ministries. Amaze Man Ministries. And you can follow us on all those social media. Now, again, if you like what you hear, you can send this to someone and say, hey, I think that you should hear this. John Bell is giving here a message that I think is exactly what you need to hear. So on behalf of John Bell, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.